Welcome to Joshua Generation Online Radio Podcast, coming to you from the city of Abuja. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am. Are you a child of God? Are you no longer a slave to sin? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, fathers, mothers, youths, children, and welcome to JGIYC Online Radio. I am your host, Aregbe Segun Abraham. And this morning, again in the studio with me, is our Father in God, the Venerable David Chimezie Nwanekpe from the Anglican Church of Holy Spirit, Bronx, New York, Rector. He's still discussing with us life of a Christian. And today, our topic is Christianity meant for everybody? Good morning, Daddy, and welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning, Segun. It's a pleasure to have me once again. Listeners, good morning, and I hope we're all having a good time.
Thank you so much, Daddy. We're so glad you've been with us for a while now, and we've really been blessed. You have really thrown a lot of light to our previous topics. And I'm sure that the lives of many have been transformed and the lives of many will still be transformed. So this morning, please, we'd still like you to help us talk about, is Christianity meant for everybody?
I would like to respond to this question by reading the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And I read, it says, "Come to me, all who are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." My brother, the call is call all. There's no segregation. There's no division. There's no whether this person is from, is a white man or is a black man or is a green man or blue man, if there's anything of that nature. So, no matter who you are, no matter your race, no matter your religion, no matter your color, no matter your personality, the high and low, the simple and the complex, no matter your background, no matter from the point of view you are coming from or the kind of thoughts you have, I want to tell you that the invitation is for all. The invitation is totally for all. But what differs here is who has answered that call. I don't know. There are two different things. There's an invitation for everyone to come in. It's meant for everyone, my brother. But it's a choice again. In our three previous broadcasts here, I made mention of choice. You know, that Christianity is something people choose willingly. So it is obviously very correct that before somebody comes to Jesus, he must make the choice. And after the choice, he must make the change. And after the change, the person must face the challenge. So this is where it becomes hard. It's meant for everyone. But is it everyone that have answered? No. If everyone had answered this call, and if everyone had followed this call, we'd be having problems. We'd be here talking about this now. We'd be discussing it. We are discussing it because most people have ignored the wide arms that was opened by God to receive all. All was invited, but is all here? No. All was asked to come. Is everyone enjoying it? No. So Christianity is for everyone. Christianity doesn't segregate. There is no division among us. No matter who you are invited. Jesus is inviting everyone this morning, no matter your background. The good thing is, I want to announce to someone listening to me, this religion or this faith we are in, does not count whether you are Igbo, Hausa, Yoruba, Efik, or any other tribe. It doesn't count whether you are a British or an American. It doesn't differentiate between somebody from Middle East and somebody from Australia. It does no division at all. Chinese, this, Jesus is for all. Jesus has opened his arms so wide to receive everyone. The call says, come, all. It didn't say, come, only, come, Christians. The call wasn't come, Christians. The call was, come, all who are heavy laden, whom the devil had given a load. You know, there are people the devil had given a serious load. And in that load, they are carrying heavy burden. In that load, they are carrying heavy problems. And they are struggling to get off that load. They are struggling to be free, but they don't know the route. This morning, there is a call that says, come. It's for you. It doesn't matter. You may be born a Muslim. Come, Jesus is calling you. You may be born a Hindu. Come, Jesus is calling you. You may be born an atheist. One day in New York, a woman said to me, I don't believe in God. I don't believe God exists. I don't believe, don't talk to me about God, Pastor. There is no God. And you may think she's the only one. People with that ideology are filled all over. This is why our young people can now go all out on Sundays and do things that they like. I once read another story of a woman whose neighbor was an atheist. And the neighbor have lived with her in the neighborhood for quite a donkey years. And this neighbor became sick. And this Christian visited the neighbor and said, let us pray that God may feed you. He was not just sick, he had no one to take care of. You know, over there, they have lived so lonely life. They have lonely lives in the U.S., the life that you don't care about your parents the way as much as we do care about them here. Once they get old, they take them to nursing home, and those who have homes may decide to live in their home all by themselves. So you get quite a number of people who live by themselves. And this Christian woman went to this sick neighbor and said, neighbor, can I pray for you? He said, no, I am atheist. I don't believe in anything. Nothing can... I said, but do you have a problem? He said, yes, I have a problem. I am hungry. And this neighbor said, okay, since you don't want me to pray for you, I'm going because you are hungry. So the neighbor left and went to a grocery store, bought food, packed food, all manner of food, came and dropped it at the door. And this man opened the door in the morning and he saw all manner of food. And he was screaming. He looked left and looked right. Nobody dropped it. There's no note. And he took the thing in. And the next day, the woman came to talk about Jesus again. And he said, there's no God. But I was hungry yesterday. I don't know how food got here. The woman now turned and said, that God you don't know brought the food. And the neighbor turned and said, it might be true. I have watched everywhere. I've asked all my neighbors. Nobody has ever accepted that they brought food here. It might be true. There's God somewhere. Look at as little as that. But it made sense to the other atheist. And she said, today I'm willing to pray. Maybe when you pray, because the preacher now said, if I pray, more will come. He said, I have accepted to pray. And they prayed. Gradually, he kept bringing things, until the atheist now turned around and believed that there was Jesus. So a little kindness can even draw people to Jesus. It's not only preaching. My brother, before we go, let me mention this to you. There are things we do here that are not necessary. You keep preaching and preaching, the church can decide to do some charity work. The church can decide to visit some young people that have graduated and they have no job. The church can create a program for them. The church can decide to help set up people with skill acquisition. The church can help set up a brother, get a job for a brother. That's encouraging people. That's how to draw people closer to Jesus. You know, there's this church I attended once. I was on a vacation, and I just walked into the church. It's not an Anglican church. So I sat behind. Immediately after service, five people came to me. Five brothers, same time. Say, brother, you are welcome. I didn't have collar, of course. I wasn't dressed like a priest. Say, brother, you are welcomed. Did you move into the city newly? Where you moved from? Do you want to settle here? Do you have a home? Do you actually have, what's your problem? What's your challenge? We have a Bible. In that Bible, we have our directory. We have our welfare department. In case you need food, walk downstairs. There's a pantry. Take as many foods as you want. Do you want somebody to come check on you tomorrow? Can we have your email? Can we have your phone number? Can we know more of you? Do you have a wife? Do your children go to school? Do you have any challenge? We're going to pray with you, but of course, we want to get involved in your challenge. I said, I have no challenge. I'm on visit. I'm on vacation. I said, I just walked in. Brothers, I went to that church. It was filled. We complain all over the country, all over the U.S., that church attendance goes low. But in that church, come see people. Hmm. And again, there's another one, an archdeacon of our church. He runs a pantry in New York City. He's a very well-known archdeacon. He's been in the U.S. for quite a long time. And every Saturday, he feeds people. And you get the down through that. You get people that are drug addicts. You get to see people that are almost invalid line up to get food. And that's a great opportunity where he uses to catch them. So he gives them apple, gives them banana, gives them, you know, little things. And they say, Pastor, we come on Sunday. Pastor, we want to be with you. Even with their drug. You know what? They will be coming one day. Jesus will arrest them. That's the call. Come. Come. That's the word. Come. So today, I am pleased to tell you and announce to my listeners that the call is for all. It's not for certain persons. Do not discriminate. The church must desist from discriminating, from choosing and picking those they feel that should be Christians. No, the door is open for everyone. Thank you.
The door is open for everyone. The call is not for some people. It's not for few people. It's not for certain religious people. It's not for certain tribes. It's not for certain culture. It's a call for everybody. So are you white? Are you black? Are you brown? Are you chocolate? What is your color? Are you Igbo? Are you Yoruba? Are you Hausa? Are you Hindu? Are you Russian? Are you German? Are you French? Whatever race you are, the call is for everyone. Jesus said, come all, you who are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. What is your challenge? What is your problem? Are you saying that the family they gave birth to me into, there's no advantage, there's nothing, we have been poor all our life? Oh, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. He does everything for everybody. And just like what Daddy was saying, even Jesus, when people came to him, he gave them bread.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted them to come again.
Mm-hmm. Jesus fed them. So, and they were looking for him everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere he sat, people came looking for him.
Even him, he said, he knew that it was because of the bread.
Of course.
But he didn't chase them away.
Oh, no. Because the call is come.
Yes. Come, everybody.
Just note the word come. If you know what come means, I think in Yoruba it would be wa, right?
Yes.
In Hausa it would be zo. Yes. And in Igbo it would be wa, kobia. So no matter your language, the call is come.
So you have heard this morning. They say wa bia zo. So come. Everybody, it doesn't matter who you are. And the good thing is, it does not matter how dirty you are. You know, I don't know, but you see, when you see, it's just because everybody do not just come out to tell you their story. The Bible says, he picked me from the miry clay and set my feet upon the rock to stay.
Mm.
Every one of us were dirty. He said, all our righteousness is like a filthy rag. But he said, come to me. He said, if you confess your sin, no matter how dirty, I am righteous and just to have mercy upon you. So you are wondering and you are saying, I'm a drug addict. I've been into prostitution for years. I'm a thief. I'm a rogue. I've stolen all sorts of things. I've done this and that. Don't worry. He says, come. That's what he says. He said, I've not come for the righteous, but I have
no,
come
never,
for sinners.
Never.
To come.
No, he never came for the sinless. He came for the sinners.
Mm.
So, and again, the church is not actually a place for the saints. So.
Mm.
It might sound very obsolete. The church is not a place for the saint. Mm. The church is the place for sinners. It's like a clinic.
Mm.
Saints are well. If you are a saint, glory to Jesus, you're already in. So the church is not looking for you. You already have a relationship. You can now grow in the church.
Mm.
But the church should be happy more when somebody that is not in the church walks into the church.
Mm.
Like the illustration I gave to you. I have the Bible they gave me that day.
Mm.
I came with the Bible. I said, brothers, I have Bible. They said, no, but take this, brother. You need this. They took my name. And my email was flooded. Like, every now and then, I'm like, oh my goodness. I was just here on a visit.
Hmm.
I don't even live in this city. So that's how serious it is. We must go on aggressive evangelism. We must adopt technology as means of our evangelism. Because again, I sincerely believe that the world is changing. And the church must change with the world. We must include social evangelism. Going to the social media with them.
Mm.
Let's not allow them to dominate the social media. Now it's a space. Now it's a social space. Let's flood the word of God. You never know who is listening. You never know who will be touched. You never know who will get it right. So it is my own take.
You never know who is listening, and you never know who will get it right. So, we have heard this today, and we have been blessed once again. I don't know who you are that have heard this, and the call is that it's for everyone. And I know that you take the call, you would follow up, and then you stay in the church. That the Lord of the church will make your life perfect until his appearing. Daddy, thank you so, so much. We have been blessed.
Thank you. I am indeed very grateful to be part of this program. And sincerely, I bring you greetings from my parish. I'm happy that I was given this opportunity to share my thoughts about Christianity. Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Daddy. We are grateful. And we'll still have you again on our show.
Mm-hmm. I hope to come again. I hope to come again, yes.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you once again for always being with us on the show, sitting to listen and be blessed. I am host Aregbe Segun Abraham, and I'll still be with you soon. Stay tuned. God bless you.